USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Three Oklahoma children have been shot by police after officers were going after the man who was in a truck with them. Olivia Hill is their mother.
My four-year-old daughter was shot in the head and she has a bullet in her brain. And my five-year-old has a skull fracture.
KXII-TV's Benjamin Diaz says police in Hugo believe William Scott was behind an armed robbery at a Pizza Hut.
Police say that Smith was inside of a pickup with four kids. Officers say as he tried to get away, he put the truck in reverse and hit one officer. A second officer nearby says he was almost hit, and in fear for his safety, he fired shots. A spokeswoman was unable to say whether officers knew kids were inside the truck when he opened fire. Three of the four kids in the pickup were injured. Hugo police say one child was shot in the head.
This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
The head of the FBI comments on the threat of Russian influence in American politics. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
During an event sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations, FBI Director Christopher Wray answered a question about how much of a threat Russia is to America.
I do think that Russia poses a very significant counterintelligence threat, certainly in the cyber arena, certainly what we call the malign foreign influence territory, certainly in their presence of intelligence officers in this country. So in a lot of ways, yeah.
Wray says it goes on 365 days a year on social media to pit us against each other, sow divisiveness, and undermine Americans' faith in democracy.
A semi hauling lumber lost control and slammed into vehicles on a crowded interstate near Denver on Friday. Ty Countryman with the Lakewood Police Department.
He can't stop, doesn't stop, and ends up colliding with several cars.
Four people died in the fiery crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Not all Twitter users tweet in exactly the same way, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Among U.S. adults, Twitter discourse is dominated by a small share of tweeters. According to a study from the Pew Research Center, it finds the most prolific tweeters, those in the top 10% by number of tweets, are responsible for 80% of all tweets created by U.S. adults. The median user in that group tweets 138 times and favorites 70 posts a month, follows 456 accounts, and is followed by 387. In contrast, the median user in the bottom 90% creates just 2 tweets per month, favorites just 1 post, follows 74, and is followed by just 19. Super users are more likely to be women, who more likely tweet about politics than anything else. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police say the motive behind the man who allegedly crashed his car intentionally into a group of people in Sunnyvale, California, was because he believed they were of the Muslim faith. 15-year-old Miguel Balbuena says at the time of the crash, there were no other cars.
He actually accelerated, and he didn't try to avoid or break the car.
People's family say he's a vet and suffers from PTSD. He's being charged with 8 counts of attempted murder. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.